This is Katie Breedeman for Catholic Charities. Our diaper depot continues to expand in Cook and Lake counties through a variety of initiatives that affirm young families in need. Join me for this podcast featuring Lisa Rohde, Tom Powers, Don Rosanova, and Sarah Holmes to discuss recent events they have all been a part of to support the Diaper Depot and raise awareness of this urgent health crisis in Illinois and around the nation. I should mention that the Cook County and the Lake County Diaper Depots both had the same goal of working with volunteers, donors, and community partners to collect and then distribute diapers to families in need. Today's discussion is going to focus on the Lake County efforts, since these stories that we're sharing today have occurred there recently. Lisa, as the Catholic Charities Lake County Regional Director, you have seen the Lake County Diaper Depot grow significantly in recent months. Can you tell us how it started and where it stands today in conjunction with the other basic needs programs that you offer to families who come to Catholic Charities for help?
Sure. Catholic Charities offers basic needs, food, clothing, diapers. And back in 2020, we saw a big need to help young families who are struggling to meet the need of putting clean diapers on their babies. We were in a donated space up in Waukegan from First Midwest Bank. We were there for probably about 10 years, and then they were vacating out of that building. And then we moved to a wonderful partner, community partner, St. Vincent de Paul's Thrift Store in Libertyville, which was a wonderful space. And then we had the opportunity to move into our new facility, the John and Kathy Schreiber Human Services Catholic Charities Building in Round Lake. And that is where we are currently housed, in our own facility in Round Lake. And it is just a beautiful place to be able to serve those in need, because at this facility, we have a food pantry, the clothing room, and we also have diapers.
And so the opening of that Schreiber Center in 2021 was really a huge event for Catholic Charities, because our Waukegan regional office served the residents in East Lake County so well for many years, but there were a lot of residents in the western portion of the very large geographic, you know, Lake County that were underserved. And so the Schreiber Center has been such a gift to now have two regional offices in Lake County. But I have to ask, like, even with this beautiful brand new facility, how have you been able to coordinate this massive diaper operation on an ongoing basis inside your very busy regional office there?
Well, as most other Catholic Charities programs, we depend heavily on volunteers, and it is through God's divine providence that I have two marvelous volunteers, Don Rosanova and Tom Powers, and they come here every month on the first Wednesday of each month to pack the diaper orders. And they really help keep this train on the tracks so that the diaper orders get packed and delivered out to the internal partners and the external partners, so that they in turn can give them to the families so each baby can have nice, clean, dry diapers.
They are both so generous with their time and their talents with Catholic Charities. You know, Don, I'd like to start with you. Your accomplished career as the former president of Mariano's Grocery Stores chain has been instrumental in your selfless volunteer work for Catholic Charities. We are so fortunate to have your vast retail experience helping to make the Diaper Depot run as effectively as possible. Would you please share with our audience some of the operational details of the Diaper Depot, such as how many diapers are distributed each month, and how many community partners and families are we working with? Can you share some of those details with our audience?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. And thanks for having us here today. It's really great to be back and talk about diaper need with you. You know, we supply basically about 400 babies each and every month. We put clean, fresh diapers on them on an ongoing basis, which is just terrific. And we work with basically 30 internal and external partners. And, you know, I'm actually happy to say, Katie, that we're going to put on some additional partners this year to continue our growth in distributing diapers. And this is really a big, tremendous need in the state. You know, when you talk about the state of Illinois, there's about 200,000 children in the state that are experiencing diaper need. And when you look at the United States, it's about 5 million kids are experiencing diaper need. This is one of the best kept secrets we have in the United States about such a big problem that we have with children and parents experiencing diaper need.
And Don, you've shared with me before that some federally funded programs that assist young families don't include a diaper need, right? They don't include a diaper distribution. So that's part of one of the reasons behind this growing need across the nation, correct?
Yeah, you're right. The WIC, which is Women, Infant, and Children, does not support providing any diapers, nor does SNAP. And, you know, when these type of federally funded programs don't support this big need, you know, parents really are forced to do things that I know they don't want to do. You know, they're reusing diapers, soiled diapers, putting them back on kids. They're using newspaper, paper towels. They're using plastic bags. And, you know, one of the most harmful things that actually happens is they extend the amount of time that they leave the diapers on the kids. And, you know, that leads to health issues, diaper rash and infections. And it actually limits the growth of the child because they're not able to crawl and walk when they have those diapers. It's painful. And the other thing that happens when they don't have the diapers, they don't have diapers for the caregivers or daycare. So they're not able to fulfill their week of work. They miss school. There are so many things that impact the families. You know, they're missing usually about 50 diapers per month. Basically, they're not able to fulfill that economic need. And that's really what we provide at the diaper program through our partners. We provide 50 diapers per child on a monthly basis. And, you know, one of the things that really never gets talked about, the moms, they do diaper math. Each and every month they're figuring out how many diapers do I have and am I able to get through the month? And, you know, that's a tremendous amount of pressure. And that kind of pressure takes away from all those special moments that the child has as they're growing because they're preoccupied with this anxiety and pressure of not having enough diapers for their child.
You know, Tom, as director of the Lake County Regional Mission Board, you have been so generous with your time in a wide variety of projects for Catholic Charities. Can you tell us a little bit how you got involved with the Diaper Depot?
Thanks, Katie. You know, it like a lot of things that just kind of came about, I thought by accident, but Lisa Rohde may have had some hand in my finding the Diaper Depot. I was actually working at a supper in Round Lake, a senior's supper, and they needed some supplies from the warehouse and asked me to go run back and get them. And I ran back there and I saw these picking bins with packages of diapers and then along a wall pallets of cases of diapers. And I said, what, tell me about this. And Lisa told me about the program. She said, you have to meet Don Rosanova. And as I have said to others before, once you meet Don, you know, there's something special
Absolutely.
Going on. And then I volunteered at the Diaper Depot, and Don has this amazing army of volunteers that show up every month. The operation is so efficient and the need so dire that once you get involved in it, you're not walking away. It's moving.
Catholic Charities is so blessed to have you, two skilled business leaders, creating this greater awareness across Cook and Lake Counties. And as I said at the top of the show, we've had just some wonderful stories of kindness and generosity in support of the Diaper Depot. You guys are reaching people and they are responding. Sarah Holmes is one of them. Sarah, you and your family have been kindly giving of yourselves to Catholic Charities over many years. Can you share with us some of those ways that you've previously been supporting our mission?
Yeah, before I get started, I just wanted to say, Tom, Lisa, and Don, thank you so much for all of the amazing work that you guys do. Just hearing, even today, again, me being on this call, hearing about just the growth, the awareness, and all of that great stuff. Know that the story I'll share today is like a direct correlation to all of that great work. And so thank you so much. It's making me even think about more ways that we can get this word out in the community. So thank you so much. And thank you for having me today. You know, I've grown up in Lake Forest, going to St. Mary's Parish my whole life. My husband and I got our 14-month-old baptized there when she was just 5 months old. And so we've been very involved in supporting our parish. Recently, when we moved up to Lake Forest 3 years ago, I joined the Guild of St. Mary's. And so getting involved in a lot of the work, I think, has been a natural way that we've continued to work with Catholic Charities. I'll definitely give credit to my parents, who have been really influential in helping me and my three other siblings appreciate how fortunate we are and different ways that we can give back to the community. Catholic Charities has so many amazing programs. So whether it was me tagging along with my mom or just hearing about all of the different ways that we can give back, I've definitely been close to Catholic Charities since I was little.
Wonderful. And so you had the wonderful occasion. Your daughter turned, had her first birthday recently, right? And you used that occasion to do something very special for Catholic Charities.
Yeah. So Kathleen turned one in December. And as my husband and I were thinking about how we celebrate one-year-old birthday parties, have definitely become a trendy, fun way to celebrate. And we started putting the guest list together. And we were like, we have a lot of people that we want to stop by. And we're also very fortunate that Kathleen has several books, several toys, things that are filling up, and very excited and about all of that. But as we were thinking about this being a big event, there was something about this event that felt like we could probably mobilize a lot of people to do something good. What we saw is a lot of generosity from our guests. The people grabbing and going for the bigger boxes, and we had everything gathered on our porch. And I think every single person who came to our house said, "What a great idea. I wish I had thought about this." And if I, you know, could take anything away from that, it was just, if a couple people walked away from that birthday party thinking, "Hey, I could maybe do something like that," think about the outreach and the increase that we could have and really have an impact on the community.
Thank you for listening to this Voice of Charity podcast. Each show airs live Tuesday mornings at 8:30 on WNDZ 750 AM in Chicago, with a simultaneous live stream on YouTube and Facebook at Catholic Chicago. We invite you to learn more about ways to get involved at Catholic Charities by visiting our website, catholiccharities.net, or by sending an email to partners@catholiccharities.net. Join us as we continue to improve lives and nourish spirits across Cook and Lake Counties.